Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's lots to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Jeanette from Medford.
Hey, good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Spent half my life in Medford.
Oh, it's such a lovely town. Me too.
Traffic, though, is a little sus over there.
Some days it's worse than others.
You got to learn how to use the traffic circle, people. The roundabout, the rotary. How do you not know in 2025 how a rotary works? Sorry.
I don't know if that's exclusively to Medford.
I think it's just Medford. It's fine at Sullivan Square. Sullivan Square is perfect.
Jeanette, can you kick Carson out of the studio before he rants about something else?
Certainly. Carson, please leave the studio.
Yes, of course, Jeanette. Good luck to you.
Go do circles in the hallway. Jeanette, 5 pop culture trivia questions. We get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100. He's walking into that soundproof booth right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow. They released a clip teasing her episode. What is the name of that podcast?
Swifties Know Best.
And question number two. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animation sequence for the first episode of the new season of Wednesday. Name the stop-motion animated movie Tim Burton created starring a character named Jack Skellington.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The iconic theme song for Law & Order was created in 6 hours and with only one directive from the show's executive producer. It has to define New York City. Who created the Law & Order universe?
Ooh, I know this. I know this. Oh, my goodness.
His name appears at the start of every episode.
I know, and he's done so many of them, and I can't remember his name.
All right. Question number four. A list of popular rock songs and how many takes they took to record includes John Lennon's Working Class Hero taking 130 takes, David Bowie's Heroes taking 3 takes, and Creep by this band being recorded in only 1 take. Who sings the song Creep?
Oh, my God, I know this one.
You should say it. That would help you.
I know. It's just like, it's so much easier when you're listening. Oh, my God.
You know, Jeanette, we get that from time to time.
It's escaping me.
All right, and question number 5. Ben Affleck's younger brother Casey turns 50 today. Casey Affleck won the Best Actor Oscar for which Massachusetts-based movie?
Oh.
We need an answer, Jeanette.
I'm going to say it's... oh, goodness. I have to pass.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Jeanette, I hear you're already on the way to the gym to do something good for yourself today.
Yes, I am. I'm going to go run my 5K because I'm getting ready to run the Doug Flutie in October.
Oh, that's awesome. Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Jeanette, who's already on her way to the gym.
Yes.
She's one of those people before work.
I hear you.
She got 1 out of 5.
Okay. Nice job, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Oh, I forgot. Toot. I was still thinking about this rotary in Medford, Dan. It's this one particular rotary. It's over by Medford High School. And it's the smallest rotary you've ever seen in your life.
And it is the worst rotary ever.
Right. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly which one you're talking about. I do it every couple of days.
I take my son over there for lacrosse practice at Medford High School. And it is so stupid.
All right, guys, we got to play a game. Someone has to keep us on.
Sorry. Get it together, City of Medford.
Question number one.
Yes, Dan.
Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow.
Okay.
They released a clip teasing her episode. What is the name of the podcast?
New Heights.
That is correct. 1-0. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animation sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2. Name the stop-motion animated movie Burton created starring a character called Jack Skellington.
Twas the Night Before Christmas. What is it?
That's a poem. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Sorry.
And All Through the House.
Yeah, sorry.
One to one, question number three. The iconic theme song for Law & Order was created in 6 hours, and with only one directive from the show's executive producer. It has to define New York City.
Dun-dun.
No pressure. Who created the Law & Order universe?
Who created the something Simon? Law & Order. What is it?
Dick Wolf.
Oh, Dick Wolf.
All-time name.
Okay.
One-to-one. Question number four.
We're crushing it.
A list of popular rock songs and how many takes they took to record includes John Lennon's Working Class Hero taking 130 takes.
Wow.
David Bowie's Heroes taking 3 takes, and Creep by this band being recorded in only 1 take. Who sings Creep?
Radiohead.
Or
TLC. I don't know which one you're talking about. Depends on your era, I guess.
2-1. Question number 5. Ben Affleck's younger brother, Casey, turns 50 today.
Oh.
He won the Best Actor Oscar for which Massachusetts-based movie?
That one up in New Hampshire. That was such a sad. I know it's not Mystic River. That's not it. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, yes, Manchester by the Sea. Ooh, that's a dark
little movie. Uplifting ditty.
Yes.
2-1. Carson squeaks
those
it out.
Those were tough, Jeanette. Those were tough. You did really, really well.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah,
Jeanette, we cannot give you $100, but we do appreciate you calling in on your way to the gym. Is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Oh, Carson, I can't conquer Carson, and I'm Jeanette from Medford.
Nice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson. Fire up those drums and guitar.
No, you can't conquer me. You can't conquer Carson. No.
Kippy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Holly from Plymouth.
Hey, hello, Holly.
Hey, Carson. Good morning, Dan.
Morning.
I was just talking with Holly about the beach that they go to down in her area. What did you say the name of the beach was again?
I'm going to gatekeep. Well, not really.
Oh, that's right.
Indian Bluffs.
Okay, yeah, because it's like you have to have a pass or you got to know somebody.
You're gatekeeping the ocean?
That's smart.
No, it's for residents only.
You know how we like to do, Dan. If you ain't got a sticker, you ain't coming in.
Holly, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, get out of here.
All right. Thank you, Holly. Love you, too. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, we're going to give you $100, which is easier than beating Kennedy, so you get a shot. He is now sequestered
Absolutely.
In that soundproof studio. Holly, are you ready?
Ready.
Question number 1. Shrek 5 got pushed back 6 months. It'll now hit theaters on June 30th, 2027. Who voices Shrek's wife, Princess Fiona, in those movies?
Cameron Diaz.
Question number 2. Zach Bryan decided to talk smack to Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter, and then he said he would never play in Kansas City. There are actually Kansas cities in 2 different states. Can you name both states that have a Kansas City?
Missouri and Arizona.
And question number 3. Sir Mix-a-Lot turns 62 today. Finish the opening lyric to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face.
You get strong. Gotta pull up tough because you're gonna fat butt with stuff. Even the G she's wearing. All right, I can keep going.
Yeah, I was gonna let you cook. That's fine. All right, question number 4. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer. In the movie, Wicked's final song, Defying Gravity, Elphaba sings, "So if you care to find me, look to blank."
The Western Sky.
And question number five, Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animated sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2. He wanted to return to his roots from the beginning of his career. What school does Wednesday attend in the show?
I just watched this last night.
Well, then this should be easy.
It should be, in theory. Nevermore?
All right, and let's get Carson.
Nevermore Academy?
There you go. And let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Do it one more time because I like it.
Carson.
Welcome back, Carson.
Yes, how did Holly do?
Holly from Plymouth, who only goes to bougie beaches.
Yes.
She got 4 out of 5.
Correct. Whoa, nice work, Holly.
Woo!
Are you ready?
I bet Sal hangs out at the same beach she goes to.
The helicopter's in?
Yep.
Question number one. Shrek 5 got pushed back 6 months. It'll now hit theaters June 30th, 2027. Okay. Don't even tell me about a movie that far
know, right?
in advance. Like, how am I supposed to get excited for something 2 years away?
Right.
Who voices Shrek's wife, Princess Fiona, in those movies?
Cameron Diaz.
That is correct. 1-1. Zach Bryan decided to talk smack to Kansas City Chiefs fans on Twitter. And then when they talked back, he said he would never play in Kansas City.
That's a hot take.
There are actually Kansas cities in two different states. What are the two states?
Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes, not Missouri and Arizona.
Oh.
You forgot Kansas.
Okay.
2-1. Question number three. Sir Mix-a-Lot turned 62 today.
Yes.
Finished the opening lyric to Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Those other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks by with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Want to pull up tough. Holly did the whole verse. She crushed it.
Oh, nice job.
3-2. Question number four. Ariana Grande sent a video and care package filled with Wicked merchandise to a 9-year-old fan who was battling cancer.
I saw that.
I know, that was awesome.
Yeah.
In the movie Wicked's final song, Defying Gravity, Elphaba sings, "So if you care to find me, look to blank."
Look to... If you care to find me, look to the sky. I don't know.
You were close. Look to the western sky.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
3-3 going into question number five.
Uh-oh.
Which Holly got right.
Okay.
Sal's money is inching ever closer, Holly. Tim Burton spent 8 months creating a 90-second stop-motion animated sequence for the first episode of Wednesday Season 2.
Okay.
What school does Wednesday attend in that show?
Oh, that's a great question. I have no idea.
Well, that takes the suspense out of it.
No clue.
Nevermore Academy.
No, nice job, Holly.
4-3. Holly, you get the win.
Yes.
Big one. Dub energy.
Nice job. Congratulations, Holly.
Thank you.
Will that pay for maybe a month at your beach?
Easily a year.
Hey, let's go. Okay, it's a reasonably priced beach. It's not so bougie, Dan. All right, not only did you win $100, but you got yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Committed to helping shoppers save, that's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So congratulations on the $100 and the $100 gift card. Nice job.
Awesome. Thank you.
Carson, is there anything you want to say to Holly before we get out of here?
Yes, yes, yes. I am Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Holly.
Wow. Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Allie from Quincy.
Hey, good morning, Allie.
Good morning, Carson.
I don't know why, but there is something that I just love about the name Allie. It's like one of my favorite names. And I don't know why. Maybe Allie McBeal, I liked her. But I just love the name Allie.
Big Allie and AJ fan?
No.
Well, our Allie from Quincy, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, could you please leave the studio?
Look at that. She's so kind, too, because Allies are nice. Yes, good luck to you, Allie.
I try my best.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to get $100. He is wandering off down the hall into our soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. A Rambo prequel is reportedly in the works starring Noah Centineo from To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Who famously played Rambo in five movies?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Okay. Question number two. A resurfaced 2010 clip of a young Sabrina Carpenter doing a cover of Sweet Child O' Mine is going viral. Which band sings Sweet Child O' Mine?
Oh, Aerosmith?
Question number three. Demi Lovato joined Joe Jonas on stage to perform a few Camp Rock songs. Outside of the Jonas Brothers, Joe also had a top 10 hit with his band DNCE. What was that song called?
Take by the Ocean.
Hey, we found her wheelhouse.
Yeah, you did.
Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow, and she will be announcing the details of her new album. What number album in Taylor's discography will this be?
Oh, geez. I'm going to guess, 13, 12. We'll go 12.
It's a hell of a guess. And question number five. Tennis legend Pete Sampras turns 54 today. What are the three types of courts professional tennis is played on?
Ooh. I know clay. And that is about it.
That's as far as we're going to get?
Yep, that's as far as we're going to get. I'm so sorry.
Fair enough. Let's get Carson back in the studio.
Passion.
So, Allie, it says you work at a screen printing shop. What do you do there?
I work in the office.
So, are you guys making, cool graphic tees and stuff?
Yeah, we primarily do band merch, but, we do a lot of work for, smaller businesses and everything.
Like, any big bands that you've made t-shirts for?
Yeah, we've made some big ones. It's mostly, contract work, so I can't really, call out names because it's not technically our company signing it, but yeah, we do some big names.
That's weird. Dan, why are you grilling the poor woman? She doesn't want to talk.
That was weirdly vague. You're not in the Secret Service. You're making t-shirts.
There are contractual obligations of their business that they're not allowed to share, Dan. Allie,
right,
I got
right,
your back.
All right. What are you, defender of all Allies? Allie from Quincy, who may or may not make t-shirts for bands, we'll never know. She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. All right. Nice work, Allie.
These are actually pretty tough today. Question number one. A Rambo prequel is reportedly in the works starring Noah Centineo from To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Oh.
Who famously played Rambo in five movies?
Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. A resurfaced 2010 clip of a young Sabrina Carpenter doing a cover of Sweet Child O' Mine is going viral. Which band sings that song?
GNR, Guns N' Roses.
That is correct. 2-0. Question number three. Demi Lovato joined Joe Jonas on stage to perform a few Camp Rock songs. Outside of the Jonas Brothers, Joe also had a top 10 hit with the band DNCE. What is that song called?
Cake by the ocean. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean. That's it.
You got there.
Okay.
You were buffering for a second.
I was just I was trying to think if it's called Cake by the Ocean, by the ocean.
So 3-1, question number four. Taylor Swift will be appearing on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast tomorrow, and she will be announcing the details of her new album.
Her 12th studio album, Dan. Put some respect on her check.
Oh, 12 is the correct answer.
Oh. that was like a Kennedy move right there.
4-2, question number five. Tennis legend Pete Sampras turns 54 today. What are the three types of court professional tennis is played on?
Oh, okay. So you have a hard court, you have grass, and you have clay court.
That is correct. 5-2, Carson wins in straight sets. Allie, we appreciate you calling in, but we cannot give you the money.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to leave the room and Dan grilled you about concert t-shirts. My apologies.
It's all good.
The horrors.
Do you want to give a shout out to your company?
It's Acme Screen Printing. It's Acme Print Pro in Pembroke, Massachusetts.
All right, Acme Print Pro.
I go there for all my screen printing needs.
I get my dynamite.
Go on our Facebook page. You'll see the fun shirts that we print.
Very cool. All right.
Allie, what do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Allie from Quincy, and I can't talk about
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.